An FBI investigation into possible public corruption led agents to Commissioner John Wiley Price's home almost 2 years ago. In a safe, they found $229,000. John Wiley Price and Daphne Fain each claimed half the money they said was from legal business dealings. The government argued in part that the two could not specifically identify the cash and therefore did not have a valid claim. Tom Mills is Fain's attorney. He says the seizure law being used in this case generally pertains to boats or planes seized by investigators.
And you can't go in and just have somebody walk in the courtroom and say, hey, that's my boat, you know, my airplane. You've got to show some reason why you have a valid claim. And then they're using that on money, and they're saying that, you know, she didn't have, for example, serial numbers and stuff. And it was a difficult fit.
The government also claimed Price and Fain missed deadlines to respond and therefore should automatically forfeit the money. Judge Sidney Fitzwater ruled the missed deadlines were excusable and cited the defense concerns about, quote, the government's very clever use of the civil forfeiture case to prepare its anticipated criminal case. So far, no criminal indictments have been issued. The forfeiture case now proceeds to a full hearing. B.J. Austin, KERA News.